The opportunity is ripe for martial law. And this is why we need to expose weather modification extremely well, listeners. Expose the fact that it exists. Expose the fact that they could be steered. We have to expose the population reduction agenda of the UN system. And it takes everyone to do this, everyone with their research, everyone that has the ability to research. You need to connect these dots to population reduction and manipulation and control, which has been going on for decades. That's how wars are formed. That's why they call so many of the world poor now, because of wars and weather modification, environmental modification. Think about the opportunity and the ability to create earthquakes. That sounds awful far-fetched to me, even. But according to Secretary of Defense Cohen from 97, earthquakes can be manufactured. Earthquakes can be made to happen. This exposure is vital to the human race, listeners. I'm sorry, but I'm so upset. And I've been upset for a few weeks, quite a few weeks. I fly off at the handle at times, and I know others do too. And I understand frustration. I know frustration, and I'm feeling it now. The frustration is that it's so obvious to me what's being engineered, because I've read documentation, and many of you have done the same thing. I'm upset that others aren't researching for themselves, especially those that have families, that send their children off to public school to be indoctrinated, to have a contrail countathon, to count the trails in the skies. So this is it. This is the time to expose all this population maneuvering and manipulation. The press is even talking about how many people are coming back. The press is listening to this broadcast. The people in charge that write the press releases and the news stories that the news readers read are listening to this network. Design has been in place since before we were born, listeners, most of us. We were born into a setup scenario, and we live a setup scenario today. A global New World Order being implanted on us without our knowing. This is why we're never told that the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund of the U.N. system. This is paramount information, vital information, that is kept secret to the American people. How can that be, people? How can we be so dumbed down at this point in time? I don't think they have a legal right to shut down freedom. I don't think anyone has the right to shut down freedom, and I think that's why we have to increase our numbers and get a little angry at the federal Congress that's playing these games with us, and the federal system, and the appointed people that are taking their jobs and paychecks. Joe Bannister, in my opinion, made a major stand for our country by disavowing the IRS. Yep. The only solution there is for people not to participate in this ruse in the world.
Yep.
The Chinese communist military have to say, no, we aren't going to do this anymore. We want to take that poster of Mao Zedong down. We want to restore free China, the Republic of China, which is over on Taiwan.
Yep.
And we want to stop this movement that's going on for the United Nations system. You know, you have to get down to this State Department publication 7277 from 1961. You have to connect that dot to what's being engineered today. You have to realize that they're progressively strengthening over all these decades a United Nations military. That's what State Department publications document is. It's the progressively strengthen United Nations peace force, the peacekeepers. Well, we've had more wars than any time in human history in the last 60 years. I'm a little angered at the lack of documentation that does not spread to the population of this country to realize what we're in the middle of right now. The fact that our troops are in Iraq to oust Saddam Hussein, Whether they found this real Saddam Hussein or not, that's another story. The whole point of this is the documentation stands for itself and speaks for itself. Public law 87-297 brought State Department Publication 7277 into public law, into the U.S. Code, upgraded in 1989. Public law 101-216 upgraded the complete disarmament of the world. That means yours and my firearms to defend ourselves. And what are they doing? The engineering of a pandemic to vaccinate us, indoctrinate us, and move us out of our locations to concentration camps. Posse comitatus, eliminating that, and have martial law with the military. Well, this was planned long ago. That's why Dr. William Pabst sued the federal government in 1976 for the concentration camp program on the American citizens. No one knows what happened to Dr. Pabst and his courageous stand and his lengthy lawsuit, where Henry Kissinger was indicted, Gerald Ford was indicted, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, was indicted. Donald Rumsfeld was Secretary of Defense during the Ford administration, listeners. He needs a public hearing with truth serum. But the people on the inside that are part of this federal system and part of this UN system have to understand what they're a part of. A global democracy. And it's going to be communism. Democracy is the code word for communism, listeners. Democracy is a code word for communism. That's why democratization of Iraq is being promoted. And what a boondoggle that is.